Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. On today's episode, we are going to be doing part two of our one-year anniversary celebration. Again, the Early Accountability Podcast has officially celebrated 1 year of existence, and we are just super happy to be this far. On today's episode, I'm going to be sharing some of my favorite clips from past guests over the last year. These guests have really helped the audience and helped me personally and professionally. They just came with great personal testimonies or great professional expertise, and I really wanted to showcase them again and just kind of put that back out there in case someone may have missed the episode, may want to go back and check it out. So I'll go ahead and get started right into these. If I had to give superlatives or awards for what guests did or really showcase, I would say these next four guests were definitely like the Resolutions to Results crew. They all came and gave some powerful tips on how to plan for your goals, execute them, and really just how to limit distractions and utilize all the time that you have. So these were definitely some of the best goal activation strategies from the last year that really stuck out to me and other people who have sent me feedback. These were things that really helped the audience and myself. Remember, when you have goals for yourself, here are some strong tips that can help you stay the course, utilize what you have, and get out there and do what you said you're going to do. First clip up, Jenna Fay talks about the importance of manifesting your dreams and really having clarity on your goal. So this first clip that we're going to show up is from Jenna Fay. Go ahead and check this out.
Oh, I love that one. To me, manifest your dreams is realizing that we always are manifesting. Number one, everything that we've been doing up until now is a reflection of previous things that we've said, done, chosen. So manifesting your dreams is, number one, getting clear on what the heck your dreams are. A lot of people don't even let themselves dream, so they don't know. They don't have clarity on what they actually want. So starting with getting clarity on it and then taking inspired action. There's a lot of people.
Next up, Amira Martin from Four Hats of Frugal comes and shares some tips on just time blocking. So Amira has really taken and helped a lot of ladies learn the art of blocking their time and maximizing what they have available for themselves and really being able to get everything done. So listen here where she talks about the importance of time blocking and how it can help you create more time for other things that you love as well.
So time blocking was a way that I got myself to be responsible for all the things that I needed to take care of. And tell myself, if you focus for 1 hour on this one thing and get it done, then you will have the time to do what you want to do. And once I put it in that mindset, instead of saying, oh my gosh, I have so much to do. I got an hour to do it. Like, I gave myself permission to take my breaks. I gave myself permission to lounge around. It's just that I had to focus on one thing for 1 hour. So that's what I teach to, you know, my ladies and my groups. I tell them, listen, it's not a punishment. Think of time blocking like the most amazing way to get the things you need to get done in a short amount of time so you can spend a lot of time watching your shows or reading a magazine or playing with your kids, which is my favorite thing. We have a 5-hour time block here in our home where it's family time. Yes. So that's the time block that I do first. I always tell every mom to do that as well.
Next up, Miko Whitlock talks about the importance of limiting your distraction and being mindful with your technology consumption and how we can sometimes get sidetracked by things like social media and they can take us off course from reaching our goals and how we can kind of check in to make sure that we're not over consuming those things and being derailed from what's really important to us. Go ahead and listen to Miko.
So to actually check in, just to look at your progress, that is going to be an indicator of whether or not you can actually afford to be spending the other time on those other things, right? So if you're not making progress in working with your trainer to lose weight, if you're not making progress in launching your business, but you have time to spend on social media and you're not just doing it where you're sort of spending a few minutes here and there to catch up or to entertain yourself, but you're spending hours of your time on it and you're not making progress on your business, that can be an indication that you are not actually in alignment, right? That you're actually spending more time than you actually need to. So a couple of things that I recommend here. One is, as you mentioned, mindfulness. Mindfulness is really about awareness. It's about consciousness.
Next, Amber Cabral comes and shares the importance of just executing your goals. And I had so many people come and give me feedback on this clip from Amber. And she talks about not waiting until you feel like you have everything together. So she really talks on the importance of execution and just going. Once you even have 60%, just go. Listen to Amber talk about the importance of executing.
As long as you're not hung up on needing all of it, because you'll never have all of it.
Correct.
You'll never have all of it. So long as you at least, I always say, if you got 60%, it's ready. Because you're going to build as you go. You've got to get comfortable with just kind of moving. And I think that's really what holds people up a lot of times is just that fear of just getting moving.
Next up, I want to feature some clips from some episodes that really moved the audience and myself when it comes to dealing with life setbacks, trauma, and grief. So these next five guests that I want to feature really just set the mold when it comes to pushing through life circumstances, handling grief or loss, handling life's trauma, and really making the best of it for themselves, and some of them even going on to help others through their journeys of trauma, grief, and loss. So let's get into them. This first clip up of these guests that really showed just great early accountability for themselves and their personal experiences is Robin Clark. So Robin Clark was featured on Early Accountability episode 16, and that episode is titled From Rape Survivor to Entrepreneur. While Robin was in college, she was raped and sexually assaulted and had to kind of make some changes for herself. She had to move. She moved back home for a little while, ended up going to a different school. But now today, she's an entrepreneur doing exactly what she loves to do. In this clip, Robin speaks about the power of forgiveness and why she had to forgive the person who victimized her and why that was important for her healing. So check this clip out.
And for me writing that post, it was a way of healing myself to get it out and forgiving the actual person, because I later on wrote a post to them, not knowing where they were, if they could actually see it, but just letting them know that I forgive you. I can't move on with my life until I do, because I'm going to harbor all of these feelings toward that situation, and it's not going to do me any good. No, I'm not going to forget what happened, but I have to do it for me. So even if they never see it, it's okay, because I know deep down inside that I'm okay and I forgave. And I really just want people to know that you're not by yourself. You really aren't by yourself. Like,
next, Vanessa from episode 5, which is called Activating Soul Empowerment After Abuse and the Loss of a Child, speaks on surviving childhood sexual abuse and losing her son, Camden, very shortly after he was diagnosed with a rare condition not too soon after birth. Vanessa has gone on to become a motivational speaker, and she is an author, and she really goes out there to just motivate others. She does a lot on social media. She chronicled a lot of her journey on YouTube and still continues to do so. One of her most powerful quotes that I still hear about to this day from her episode was don't judge, just love. And she was really trying to teach how that had helped her and teaching the audience that sometimes we really just don't know what others are going through. And we really have to learn unconditional love when it comes to others. So in this clip, Vanessa talks about overcoming obstacles, positivity, and just believing in yourself. So go ahead and tune in.
Things in a brighter light, how to overcome obstacles, because as we all know, we're all going to be faced with obstacles at some point or another in our lifetimes. And I do feel like going through those experiences has shaped me into the person that I am becoming and into wanting to build the platform that I am currently building. I've been building this platform for about 5 years now, and I've been writing my book since I graduated from college. So it's a self-help book. It should be coming out this year, next year. It's all about positivity, believing in yourself, finding that strength, but it's also very real. It's not so cookie cutter. I get straight to the point, and I feel like that's what the world needs. I feel like
Next, Zaina Williams from episode 10, called Conquering Law School in Her Father's Memory. After losing her father shortly before she got into law school, she talks about how she's still able to go through and push forward with this goal that she worked so hard for, which is getting into law school in the memory of her father. And in this clip, she's going to talk about eulogizing her father's memory and how this worked as kind of a stepping block for her to get into motivational speaking. What's so powerful about Zaina, and there's multiple reasons she's in this. This clip is just very powerful in how she was able to take this moment and move. But Zaina, I actually met, or she introduced herself to me years back on the internet, just by some blogs that I was doing at the time for Newbie and Wellness. And she kind of just reached out to me. And she has shown me the importance over the years of just connection and connectivity, and why we just can't fear reaching out there to people. We never know who someone may be able to be to us. So she has taught me so much in the years that I've known her, all because she reached out to me. And she's actually went on to become one of my greatest friends and a really great motivator and supporter of every single thing that I do. So when you are passionate about something or you feel moved by it, put that content out there out in the world. You never know who else you might touch. You never know who you might meet because of that. And Zaina is the poster child of that to me. So I've been blessed to have her in my life. And anybody who has been graced by her presence is definitely blessed to interact with her and be around her or just have her energy around. So in this clip again, Zaina talks about just moving past just trauma and how she was able to really use such a vulnerable moment in her life and grief to help motivate others and to teach them that they can keep going, and how she still pushed through in a moments of weakness and sadness for her, losing her father, who she was extremely close to, and how that became a launching board for her for public speaking, especially in the arena of motivational speaking. So check this clip out from Zaina.
My first, I guess, motivational speaking engagement, as twisted as this might sound, was my dad's funeral.
Oh, no. Wow.
After the funeral, people came up to me and said that they'd never been to a funeral like that before. Giving the eulogy at my dad's funeral, I did it because my mom and I discussed it, prayed about it, and realized that there's no one else that my dad would have wanted to do it other than me, right? Wow. It was my heartbeat. So I got up there, and all I knew is that just because like myself and my mom were suffering doesn't mean that the story of his life isn't a motivation in itself. And wow, his story motivated other people. I still get messages from people who come and tell me that they remember that funeral. And I've never in my life heard anybody until then say that they actually enjoyed a funeral.
Right.
So as weird as that sounds,
yeah,
being able to uplift people in that moment of weakness and sadness and transparency was kind of a launching board for speaking, public speaking and motivation for me.
Next up, Maya Tyler from episode 31, which is called Choosing to Win After a Great Loss. A widow masters the art of the bounce back. So in this clip, Maya, who unexpectedly became a widow at a very young age. She talks about how she has gone on to help other widows or others who are recovering after a great loss. She talks in her episode about how to deal with grief, depression, and anxiety. But in this clip, she talks about a revelation that she had for herself in a therapy session and how she really used that as a pivotal moment in her life to figure out who she wanted to be and what she wanted to be next and what she wanted to do next in her life now that she had such a huge loss and such a huge void. And she uses this revelation that she had for herself to help others move forward, not forgetting the person, we never do, but how to move forward and do the best that they can for themselves, even in the face of grief or loss. So listen to these great words from Maya.
Wasn't necessarily a, you know, doctoral thing, or it was just an epiphany for me. And what it was she asked me, you know, okay, so you've been who you were, and you know how to be a wife, and you know how to do that with him. You know who you are now, and you know you don't really like that because it's you in a bunch of pieces, and you know you're struggling and things. What do you want to be next? And to me, that was like mind blowing. It was like, I can't decide what I want to be next. I'm struggling. But then she was like, why not? And to me, it was like, you know what? Why not? So I would say my first piece of advice to give anybody going through anything that's a step back that's devastating to their lives is to make a plan for who you want to be next and follow through with the plan. And that's what I teach in my course. Like basically how to pull together all the pieces of your life, create a total plan, and I'm there with that person to activate it and hold them accountable so they actually get from bad to good, from A to B, from wherever they're trying to be to who they want to be next for my course in 60 days.
Next up, on episode 9 of the Early Accountability Podcast, one of my most listened to episodes today, one that I have received some of the most feedback on, really touched a lot of people. Episode 9, Kina Fields. The episode is titled Conquering Depression, Anxiety, and Addiction Through Art. On this episode, Kina talks about battling depression, anxiety, utilizing substances to kind of help her heal, but how that never really worked. So she talks about just her journey and how she moved past, how she was able to go through this tough time, and how she still works to go through it. So art became an outlet for her in addition to therapy and groups. Art really became an expressive outlet for her during these times, and it continues to be such a great expression for her. So she really talks about overcoming and how she was able to conquer all these things for herself. In the episode, Kina talks about having multiple suicide attempts and how she was just at a low point in her life where she really did not want to go forward and exist anymore. And she really gives encouragement to others who may be going through the same thing or may be having a low moment in their life. Kina, this clip is on here again, another one that's on here for a couple of reasons. A big one is I know Kina, like we say, IRL or in real life, and we used to work together, and people always, like if Kina wasn't around, always talked about how she had such a great personality, how she has such a cheery spirit, and she really does. If you know her, she's like always smiling, she always seems happy, but this was such a transformative episode for me because, one, I'm so grateful Kina chose the Early Accountability Podcast to be the first place that she shared her story publicly. I didn't even know about it until we did the episode, and I was just taken back because she's always come off as such a happy person. So it really made me take a step back to say, we never really know what someone is going through. So the person that we believe is happy all the time or cheery, like Kina has that type of a personality, you never really know what they have to deal with behind closed doors. And we really need to extend that sensitivity in life to others because we just truly don't know what they're going through. And Kina really reminded me of that. And I think that was important for the audience to understand. And I talked briefly about that in the episode. But like I said, this episode has gotten so much feedback, so many comments, so many listens. It is truly, truly, truly powerful. And this woman, this phenomenal queen, has really just taken her mindset and done everything she can to choose to be positive, even when depression and anxiety were trying to bring her down. And she's just shown how you can truly move past anything. You don't have to try to self-medicate with things such as substances, or self-medicate like through alcohol or drugs or what have you, because it doesn't work. So go ahead and listen to this clip where Kina talks and gives advice to others who may be feeling like they're at a low point where they may not want to be here anymore, or they might be considering suicide. She gives hope and lets others know that they're not alone and that it will get better. So listen to these words, this truth from Kina Fields. Check it out.
What advice would you give to someone who were where you were at, where you would say you were at your lowest, like rock bottom? What words of encouragement would you give them?
You're not alone. Do not give up. Keep pushing. It feels like the world is coming to an end. It feels like nothing will get better. It feels like there's a 2,000-pound gorilla on your chest with a multicolored mohawk and a stud collar. He will leave.
Yes. Okay?
You know, and whether it's chronic or just a moment in time, keep pushing. You may not know why you're here. Mm. I'm still trying to figure that out. You may not know why you're here. You may never find out why you're here.
Right.
But somebody else knows why. Somebody else needs you. And to the point where you feel like, but I'm in so much pain and I don't want to be here. I'm in so much pain and I can't be here for that other person. You never know how much you impact somebody else. So even if it's just for one more moment, just to lay there one more time, just keep going. Keep pushing. You're not alone.
Next up, I have two guests that I want to share clips from. I really, really enjoyed their presence on the podcast. And these next two ladies that I'm going to feature, they are what I would say making huge social impact with swag. They are doing things in the realms of social justice, inclusivity, and public health education, and using their social platforms and social media to help them educate others on disparities that may exist, misconceptions, inclusivity, and just civil rights for others. And I really wanted to showcase the movements that they're doing here out in the world. So first up was India. India definitely was one of my favorite podcast episodes recording. I had so much fun with her. And she was one of my favorite guests. Still to this day, she just had me cracking up laughing, as she does even when you're around her in person. She's just that type of a person. She just has a great spirit, and it's just, her laughter is contagious. So I really enjoy this, like I said, and it's definitely one of my favorite episodes. She made it just so simple to do. But India, she does a lot, and her podcast episode was called Inclusivity, Influence, and Passion Projects. And India does a lot with just social media platforms, social media, copywriting, photography, securing sponsorships, and just helping startups. So she does a lot on the professional side, just in those realms. But India also does a lot in the realms of inclusivity. She has a blog with her wife called Dude, We're Married, and they talk about the experience of being an LGBT couple. And also, she makes it very known what others can do if they're experiencing discrimination, and how she desires to combat that just in the world, and reminding people that everyone is human beings. So she really broke down in her episode a lot of misconceptions that people may have about just the LGBT community, but just as humans, period. So in this clip, India just talks about the importance of inclusivity and just respecting others and loving others and reminding us that we're all human beings. So go ahead and check this clip out from India.
I'm an African-American woman. I'm a woman, period. And I'm also LGBT. So it's like, everything that could go wrong, quote unquote, did go wrong in me. So when I think of people not accepting others for who they are or not helping to open doors and make people more inclusive for everyone, it really just grinds my gears when it's so easy to be a kind human being.
Next up is Ladia Joyce. Ladia's episode was titled HIV Positive and Refusing to Live Negatively. In September of 2016, Ladia was diagnosed with HIV. And in September of 2017, she went public with her diagnosis for the first time. And I actually came across Ladia on the internet through her YouTube videos. And as a fellow health and wellness educator, I really appreciated what she was doing using her social platforms, using her YouTube channel and Facebook and other things like that to not only tell her story, but also to educate others about misconceptions about HIV and contracting HIV and just how even some of the most educated individuals don't necessarily take the time to go get tested, even though they may have access to the resources. They may not necessarily take the time to go get tested to know their status. So on the episode, she breaks down a lot of misconceptions that people may have about HIV or who they may think is the typical person who may contract HIV. And then she talks about her perspective as being an African-American woman with HIV and why it's so important to know your status, to get tested, and how she has went from contracting HIV to still using this as a moment to help her educate others and to empower those who may be going through the same thing. So go ahead and check this clip out from Ladia.
Status is important. And what I do is I actually, on one of the YouTube videos or lives I did, I actually was like, you know, this is what you need to do to walk through to make sure that you're being tested and being tested fully to know your status across the board. I also emphasize that you can't want to know your overall physical health without wanting to know your sexual and reproductive health, because the two go hand in hand. And a lot of times when you take away HIV being associated with a sexual orientation and, you know, attribute to it being just that sex is natural, sex is an act. Sex is not an orientation. So when you take this whole, you know, oh, it's only, you know, homosexual men who get HIV. No, do you have sex? Okay, you can get HIV. So this is what you need to do in order to prevent and keep yourself healthy as possible and not contract or spread the HIV virus.
Next up, I would call this category most transformative lifestyle change. If I had to say in as far as superlatives, this was my big, big, big one I receive. And still to this day, we're almost a year later, I receive so much feedback, so many comments, so many things from people about this episode and this guest. The feedback on this episode was phenomenal. And again, this was definitely one of my most listened to episodes. Most comments, most feedback of people just coming to me, whether I meet them or talk to them, if they're just giving me feedback about my podcast episode, this was definitely one that stuck out to a lot of people and to myself as well. Justice Wally in episode 25, it is called X-Gang Member Evolves into an Urban Life Coach, Refusing to be a Victim of Circumstances. And Justice, I feel this king definitely takes, if I had the most transformative lifestyle change, he definitely takes the crown and all the awards and accolades for that, because this truly is just everything that early accountability stands for. It does not matter what your circumstances are. It does not matter what resources you have or don't have. You can choose to still be the best version of yourself and come out of anything. And this inspired and empowered me to know that, you know, one, I just don't have it that bad. It's a very humbling story. But two, that you can do anything that you put your mind to. Anything. So Justice shared his story on the show about how he grew up an only child on the south side of Chicago, really kind of being surrounded in not the greatest area a lot of influence by gang members and drugs around him. He even became a gang member before he changed his lifestyle. The loss of his grandmother, he talks about being very close to his mother and his grandmother, and how the loss of his grandmother really was a pivotal moment for his life to make some changes that he wanted to do for himself. So he moved to Minnesota, and he utilized that as just a new just movement for himself personally. So he took that. He did not want to continue living a certain life. He ended up getting into public speaking in 2015, and he then went into urban neighborhoods and talked to kids who were growing up in similar circumstances like them to help motivate them and let them know that regardless of what you're going around, you don't have to succumb to those things, and you can still choose to be great, and you can still choose to live a life that is safe and beneficial to you as a human being. And he talks about how he even held events for free just to practice his public speaking skills and really to help refine himself as a coach, a life coach, an urban life coach, and a motivator. He talks a lot in this episode about how you can be whatever you want if you just commit your mind to it. And he really talks about those mindset shifts that are so important when you're really trying to start off and achieve something for yourself. So like I said, this is just truly everything that early accountability really, really stands for. And in this clip, Justice Wally talks about how anyone can take their potential and turn it into performance. And he gives actionable steps, which I love, actionable steps of what a person can do to make sure that they're still keeping positivity in their mind and that they're not just sitting on potential that they have and making sure that they manifest it into greatness. So listen to this, King. Great. One of my most listened to episodes, greatest feedback on it, most transformative lifestyle change. Go ahead and check this out from Justice Wally.
I would tell an individual, you know, if they could take 1 hour a day out of 5 days out of a week to exercise their brain, because it's pretty much about disciplining your thinking. If you write your primary goals, write down your ideas that can help you improve your life, I would say think of 20 of them that you can do. If you can't get 20, that's cool, but try to reach for 20 a day, because 20 ideas a day will give you 100 ideas a week, and 1 hour times 5 days will give you 260 hours a year. So I would just tell the individual, the only thing about a man that is a man is his mind, and that's as well as a woman, because everything else you can find in an animal. While you're alone in that, how are you going alone in that journey? Just make sure you check people's ingredients and make sure they are healthy for your diet.
And last, before we left, I wanted to share my favorite clip of the show and so far that I've had of the entire time that I've been on the podcast. This clip, you can hear me in it, just get the gem that I needed right there. And so many people, so many guests, and so many people in the audience also got this gem as well. We talked earlier a little bit about this lady, Kina, and I really resonated with Kina's story because I could truly understand it from when we talk about relapse or addiction, because as a lot of you know, going on and making the lifestyle change that I made for myself with my weight, food became a battle. So although I necessarily may not have struggled with a substance such as drugs or alcohol, it's all really kind of the same. And I think when we talk about early accountability, it may not necessarily be that everyone has an addiction, but I think everyone has something that they're working on or working to be better or improve in themselves. So whether it's trying to abstain from something or trying to implement things, we all go through some type of relapse or not doing for ourselves what we know we should be doing. That can be using a drug or alcohol or using a substance to medicate. Food, it could be not taking care of yourself, like lacking your self-care when you know that you should be taking care of yourself. They're all things that we've like experienced relapse with. And I think this was such an important thing to talk about when it comes to goals, because so many people relapse. We don't do for ourselves what we know we should be doing, and we allow it to completely derail our progress and to completely stop us from doing what we were doing. Instead of just taking it as that moment and saying, okay, this was a little setback, but what can I do to keep pushing forward? Not allowing it to let us completely, completely stop. And Kina in this moment gave me every single gem that I needed. It gave so many others the gem that they needed too. And she talks to the importance of how to move past relapse and what you should do if you kind of fall back or have a setback. Like I said, this is my favorite moment from the entire past year. So go ahead and listen to this clip and listen to the advice that Kina gives me on the show.
Point you brought up too, and I hope you can expand on it a little bit, is like just relapse. And I know relapse, I can say I've experienced the most with just my weight or eating or food, because that's always been something that's been a difficulty for me. So it's sometimes like, did all great, or, you know, you're training for something or whatever is done, and then you have the pizza, or one slice turns into like a whole pizza, or then a bag of chips. And, you know, like, then this pair of pants doesn't fit. You need the next size up. Relapse, regardless of what it is difficult. And sometimes that can, within itself, make people feel like a failure and just want to stop.
Right.
With
right.
your relapses, how did you pick yourself back up? Or what advice would you give to somebody who, like you just, I went through all this program, I went through all this training, I did all these things, I put all these resources in place, and I still did whatever I was trying to overcome. What is your...
Be kind to yourself.
Yes. Okay.
Be kind to yourself.
Well, that is all. I have loved every single guest that I've had this past year. I am so happy and grateful for the success that the podcast has experienced. And I am so looking forward to this upcoming year and featuring different guests, featuring different stories, and really helping people push past any blockage that they have and helping them reach their personal and professional goals. Thank you again for all the support. And until next time, I'm so excited again for this upcoming year, and stay tuned. We have greater things in store.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.